T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The world has lost who Rolling Stone magazine called the greatest singer of all time. Aretha Franklin passed away today at the age of 76, and Howard Kramer is the former curatorial director of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's kind enough to join us on the news line this morning. Aretha Franklin, Howard, released her first album, or first song, at the age of 18.
She actually released stuff earlier on an independent label in Detroit as a gospel artist. She, of course, people know her as a soul superstar, but she started out singing in the church. Her father, the Reverend C.L. Franklin, was a major figure in the African-American church, Baptist church in this country. And you know, she was at his side, and she was very clearly, at a young age, the golden child. Eventually, you know, she found her footing as a popular artist and undisputably the greatest singer of her generation and maybe of all time.
How did she change the way women were perceived in the music industry?
That's a very good question. Aretha came across as a strong figure. Most of the time prior to her, most women had to be groomed. There was a certain look they had to possess. They had a certain way they had to act in public. The Supremes are a good way of looking at that. Diana Ross was this waif-like beauty figure. She was very talented nonetheless, but you can juxtapose her with Aretha, who was a woman who looked like almost any other woman. She was not an unattractive woman, but she was relatively average looking. She was a big girl. She wasn't sculpted like a model, but the sheer power of her talent was undeniable. And I think that opened the door to many other women who could just flat out deliver on the talent and not have to conform to certain ideas of what looks were.
And that talent, that voice never went away. When she was at the Kennedy Honors a few years ago, I think she was singing Carole King songs. Talk about undiminished by age. She sounded as good as she ever did.
Well, it's funny you should mention that. A friend of mine reminded me about that, how she walked out there on the stage of the Kennedy Center with her purse in hand, wearing a mink coat, right? And then during the course of the song, she was singing You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman as a tribute to Carole King, who was receiving the Kennedy Center honor. And she drops her mink coat, and she's on stage just killing the song. Now, that being said, Aretha's voice from 1967 to 2007, 2008 changed. But her mastery of her instrument never changed. Her ability to interpret a song never changed. That was always above and beyond anybody else's.
Howard Kramer is the former curatorial director of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Can you talk about her influences, whether it be musician or whether it be being at dad's side in that church?
Yeah, the thing that she had being essentially a child of privilege within the black community was access to the greatest artists of her era. In fact, many of them were guests in her father's home. She personally knew Sam Cooke as a friend, a massive influence on her. Dinah Washington, who lived in Detroit for a period of time, was a friend of the family, another massive influence. Mahalia Jackson, who was the leading light of gospel music, was another mentor and friend, and at one point a competitor later on as Aretha's star rose. She had the benefit of having a front row seat to some of the greatest talent of the 20th century.
Talk about making it her own. I heard a story the other day about Respect, and I hadn't realized that Otis Redding had written it from a man's point of view, and she completely changed it around.
Well, he had this kind of minor soul hit with it, or it did okay. And then there's actually a cover by a group from Detroit called The Rationals. It was a white, blue-eyed soul group who covered it. And almost immediately after that, Aretha did it, but her reinvention of the song was truly revolutionary. How someone got from Otis's real straight 4/4 thing to her super funky, clean, clarion call of soul was amazing. That's a heck of a calling card.
The legacy of Aretha Franklin.
There will barely be a person who opens their mouth to sing a note henceforth who will not be compared to her in some way at some point. If you're trying to tackle a song and make it your own, you're always going to be compared to or have to think about as a performer. How did Aretha make her material her own?
Did you know her, Howard?
I met her on a couple occasions. I saw her perform many times. She was a somewhat empirical figure. I mean, when they say the Queen of Soul, I mean, this woman walked into a room like she was the queen of everything. It was always Ms. Franklin. You didn't just go up there and say, "Hey, Aretha, what's happening?" Not cool. seriously, she had a very imperious sort of manner to her. But she had that because she delivered on it. You know, it wasn't false. She earned that. Now, I strongly recommend those who are truly curious about her, read David Ritz's biography. David Ritz co-wrote her autobiography and was so frustrated by the process, he then wrote her biography independently of her. But the biography is a fascinating book. She had led a very interesting life.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.